I'm very pleased today to be speaking with Todd Stoll, who's the Vice President of Education at Jazz at Lincoln Center. Todd is, I want to say, an old band director. You're not that old, Todd, but you had that great student orchestra out in Columbus, Ohio for 20 years. You have done so much to bring jazz to so many people, and particularly Duke Ellington. And we're talking today about Ellington 125, the Attucks Jazz Orchestra, celebrating Duke Ellington's 125th birthday. You're coming into town Saturday to conduct and lead the band at the Attucks Theater. You're on holy ground, as you know, because yes. Duke Ellington's orchestra played there many times. And jazz is such an important part of our radio program. We say it's our oldest and most loyal audience for America's original art form, jazz.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for having me on. It's just a pleasure to be here in this area, in this region, returning here after the residency we did with Winton and the Jazz Lincoln Center Orchestra about a year ago. And it's just an honor to bring the music of Duke Ellington to one of the great, storied, historic, and wonderful theaters, the Apollo of the South. I mean, look, I'll say this. There is no greater pleasure, listening pleasure, playing pleasure, conducting pleasure, talking pleasure, than that being associated with Duke Ellington's music. I have been a fan and a scholar. I guess some people would call me an expert at this point. You know what you have to do to be an expert? You have to leave town. You know, I had a band started in the 80s playing Duke Ellington music and the 90s. And then I was like the weird Ellington guy in Columbus. And then I got to New York and now I'm the Ellington expert.
John Toomey, who's a very fine pianist here, he's going to be doing Duke at the piano. And, of course, I guess you're playing the usual standards like Boot Indigo and Don't Mean a Thing. And
Not at all. We're not doing any of the standards.
Really?
Let me tell you what the program is.
Okay, so what are you doing?
My thought was, first of all, this is a sophisticated audience, this sophisticated arts region, music region. And I really wanted to showcase Duke and to some extent Billy Strayhorn as kind of the breadth of their compositional genius. You know, Duke Ellington, most people can name, they could name Mood Indigo, Sophisticated Lady, you know. And, you know, I don't think people need another show of the pop hits. I think what people have to understand is the depth and the breadth of Ellington's output. So we have music from 1930 to 1971, the four-decade span.
Okay.
You know, there will be a few standards in there. The great Catherine Russell's coming in, who's a Grammy Award-winning singer, one of the best interpreters of jazz music alive. And she's going to do things like Don't Get Around Much Anymore. She's going to do Duke's great arrangement of St. Louis Blues, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. She's going to do a few things that are very, very familiar. But I think a lot of the music, unless you're an Ellingtonophile, you're not going to know Blue Goose from 1942.
Yeah.
You might know Isfahan from 1966. You definitely will not know The Flaming Sword from 1940, which was a piece that's based on a conga rhythm. Duke was one of the first composers in America to really embrace Afro-Latin music. You might know Diminuendo Crescendo in Blue from the great Newport Festival in 1956. But we're going to do some things a little bit off the beaten path. We are going to do Rockin' in Rhythm, which is one of his big hits that he played from the 1930s up until the 1970s when he passed. It's going to be a very interesting retrospective of Ellington as a composer, as a humanitarian, a man of the world. We're doing things from a few of his large suites. We're doing a movement from the Deep South suite. Ellington was someone who believed, not unlike one of our guiding tenets at Jazz at Lincoln Center, which is that this music brings people together. There's not a more democratic type of music out there. If you can play and have the desire to play, you can be on a stage. And there's room for everyone's individual voice. The beauty of a big band, which I like so much, a jazz orchestra, the American orchestra, the big band, is that there also has to be sacrifice. The players have to sacrifice certain things for the band to sound good. And that's, the idea of swinging is that we sacrifice for each other's benefit, for each other's well-being. And that's something, you know, look, we could use a little more of that in America these days.
Oh, yeah.
I think
it's
a great lesson for all of us, is that the solo is our individual voice, and it's unique and it's creative. You can do your thing, right? But when it comes to like swinging in the ensemble, everyone has to sacrifice a little something and follow each other, and there's shared leadership and there's a communal feeling that I think for, you know, our nation, our country, our communities is very important. And especially for young people, that's another thing, is that I think with young people, learning about sacrifice and nuance is a good thing.
Saturday night, 7:30 for the Virginia Arts Festival, celebrating
Indeed.
Duke Ellington at 125 in his old stomping ground. I can see the spirit of Duke just hovering over the attics as you and the guys get in there and make some great music. And Catherine Russell
is
making some wonderful sounds. Todd Stoll, we look forward to seeing you, hearing you. Keep that trumpet warmed up.
And I will.
Don't forget that if you want tickets for this event, VAFEST.org, Virginia Arts Festival, Ellington 125. Todd Stoll, get behind out of that desk area up there at Lincoln Center and coming in to swing with us. We'll look forward to seeing you, Todd, and glad to have you in town. Come back anytime and always bring the Duke with you.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. I'll look forward to seeing everybody on Saturday night.